I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The eruption of ash from Iceland's Grímsvötn volcano began to peter out today, but the existing cloud of ash is still hovering over parts of Europe. Some flights are still being canceled, and on the ground in Iceland, people are dealing with mounds of fallen ash. We asked a local journalist in Reykjavik to tell us what it's like.
My name is Þóra Arnarsdóttir. I grew up close to Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland. When the eruption started in Grímsvötn, no one really was very stressed about that. Grímsvötn have been erupting every once in a while for the last few years, and no one was expecting that it would be so fierce and powerful. In just one day, it spouted out more ash than Eyjafjallajökull, that erupted last year, did in all the 40 days that eruption lasted.
And you got a first-hand experience with that as you drove toward the tiny town, the hardest-hit town. What happens when people there live under a steady rain of ash?
Well, the town of Kirkjubæjarklaustur has just about 100 inhabitants, but there are very many farmers living around the town, and people there went to sleep on Saturday night knowing that there was an eruption starting, not worrying about anything. They woke up on Sunday morning, it was pitch dark. Under normal circumstances, it's bright more than 20 hours a day, but it was pitch dark. And when I drove there on Monday morning, it was just surreal. We drove into this storm, and I can only describe it as something like stepping down to hell, inching our way. We didn't know whether we were on the road or not. When we got to the town, tried to step out of the car, the wind just came from everywhere. You'd be covered in ash. You'd just try and keep your goggles on and the mask to breathe. And obviously everyone just closed their doors. They were trying to tape the windows, but this stuff, it just seeps in everywhere. And the poor farmers, this time of year, the lambs are being born. Thousands of lambs had just been born, and a few tens of those ended up in a ditch dead, but less than they expected. So when the sun actually came out and you could see, people have been cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning and vacuuming and, you know, trying to keep this out and showering constantly because you can just feel it in your eyes and in your hair and everywhere. But it's actually amazing how they just said, we know it's not going to last long. We're going to get through this. They've already started the cleanup.
And the cleanup is quite constant because the ash, as you suggested, gets everywhere.
It's millions of tons of ash that is just blowing around now, even though the eruption has ceased. So it's just, you have to take care of your car, the filters in your car. You have to take all your clothes. You have to clean everything. Oh, it gets in your zipper and they just break. Our camera equipment, the cellular phones, they kind of started functioning in a weird way because, you know, this is high-tech equipment that doesn't like dust getting all over it and into it. So all these small things.
The staff, you say, at the hotel, there are new owners of this hotel, and they had just put up new curtains. And
Poor things. They were expecting the most massive May full of tourists and had just renewed things. They put up new clean curtains, put on new carpet. It's all ruined. They're going to have to change everything and start over again.
That's Icelandic journalist Þóra Arnarsdóttir telling us about life under the worst of the volcanic ash.